奉主耶稣圣名正道。
In the name of the Lord Jesus, I speak.
今年是马年。
This year is the year of the horse.
所以我在新年回去马来西亚过年的时候。
And when I return home to Malaysia for the Chinese New Year.
马来西亚的传道他们都不约而同的以马作为讲题。
And many of the preachers would use this topic, horses, topics for sermons.
张以西结传道他讲马年谈马。
And this preacher Ezekiel Chang, he spoke a sermon saying that to talk about horses in the year of the horse.
那张月瑟传道呢，他是讲圣经中的马。
And preacher Joseph Chong say talk about the horses in the Bible.
那陈丹以里传道呢，他是讲马道工程。
And preacher Daniel Chin talks about how success is reaped like riding a horse.
那我也来凑一个热闹，以马共勉。
And perhaps I should join the crowd today to talk about exhortations from the Chinese character horses.
中国民间留下许多有关于马的成语。
In Chinese, there are many poems regarding horses.
那有一些是勉励的，而有一些是警戒的。
Some are exhortative in nature, and some are warnings.
那对我们基督徒都一样有帮助。
But they are all very helpful to Christians.
所以我就提出一些有关于马的成语来彼此的勉励。
And I would like to make use of some of the poems with the word horses in them for our mutual encouragement today.
那首先对教会所有的圣工人员来说
，To the divine workers in the church,
我们要一马当先。
We must have a leading horse.
那就是一匹马先走在许多马的前面。然后带动许多的马一起的向前走。
And we must have a horse, or we must be like this horse that leads the other horses and to guide them in the way that they should go.
所以圣工人员应该要以身作则，要做信徒的榜样。
The divine workers must set good examples for the believers to follow.
我们请看提摩太前书第四章。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 4,
十二节
verse 12.
提摩太前书第四章十二节。
First Timothy chapter 4 verse 12. Let no one look down on your youthfulness, but rather in speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity. Show yourself an example of those who believe.
我们再读十五节跟十六节。
Verse 15 and 16. Verse 15. Take pains with these things, be absorbed in them, so that your progress may be evident in all.Pay close attention to yourself and to your teaching. Persevere in these things, for as you do this, you will ensure salvation both for yourself and for those who hear you.
所以保罗在这里勉励所有的圣工人员都应该要谨慎自己的行为。
And Paul here exhorts the divine workers that they must be careful of their behavior.
我们要做信徒的榜样，要带领信徒好好的灵修，好好的敬畏真神。
We must set an example to the believers in our spiritual nurture and also in our godliness.
特别是在言语、行为、爱心、信心、清洁上。
Especially in matters pertaining to speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity.
他说这些是很重要的。
So these things are important.
一方面，众人都在看你怎样说，那你又怎么样行呢？
Because believers will be looking at us how we speak as well as how we behave.
如果你有好行为，你就有好的影响。
If we have good behavior, we will be able to influence people positively.
如果圣工人员都有坏行为，那么那个影响是极大的。
But if divine workers themselves have bad behavior, then the influence will be great and adverse.
所以当我们看到一个传道或者是一个执事犯罪了，跌倒了。
So when we see a preacher or a minister, he fell and he sinned against God.
这是不是让我们引起很大的影响呢？
And this will have a great impact upon our own faith.
他不但不能够救自己，他也会害了别人跌倒啊。
Not only was he unable to save himself, he will actually cause others to fall.
所以保罗警慎所有的圣工人员。
Here Paul exhorted the divine workers.
你要警慎自己和自己的教训。
That you have to be careful and to be careful to your own teachings.
你要在这些事上恒心来遵行。
that you have to persevere in doing these things.
那这样你能救自己，又能够救听你的人。
Then can you ensure salvation both for yourself and for those who hear you?
所以我们要做带头马，我们不要做害群之马。
We must be the leading horse and must not be the black sheep among the horses.
因为信徒都是以你马首是瞻呐。
Because the believers will always look at you as the example, as the leader.
古时候作战的时候啊，将军是骑着马。那么那个兵士就是步行跟随着他的。
People of old, when they go into battle, the general or the leader will actually be riding on the horse, and these other soldiers will be looking at how this horse moves.
所以当将军的马头是向前的，那么军士就跟着向前了。
And when the general horse is actually moving forwards, or the face is forward, then all the other soldiers will also move forward.
那在打仗当中，他们很留心看将军的马。
And when they are fighting, they will also pay attention to this horse ridden by the general.
如果看到将军的马头转过方向了，那他们也知道要赶快撤退了。他们还要再打下去吗？
And if they see that the general's horse has actually turned around, immediately they will know that it's time to retreat and they cannot move forward anymore.
所以保罗说，众人都在看你的长进，看你怎么样，是前进呢，还是后退呢？
And here Paul says that the believers will be looking at us how we progress. Are we moving forward or are we moving backwards?
因此我们必须以身作则。
So we must first set an example ourselves.
谨慎自己和自己的教训。
To pay close attention to ourselves as well as to our teaching.
那处理事情呢，不可以指鹿为马。不可以把明明是一个鹿，你却把它说这个是马。
And in matters, when we are dealing with matters, we must also exercise discernment. And we cannot argue that a deer is a horse.
这有一个故事。
There is a story behind this saying.
当秦始皇死了以后，
when this Qin Huang Ti, he died.
那么他一个奸臣叫做赵高啊，他就用阴谋的手段夺取了这个丞相的位置。
And one of his officials actually came up with some unscrupulous means to gain or to come out to his throne.
做丞宰相，丞相。
Oh, sorry, to become the prime minister of the country.
那他怕那些大臣不服他。
But he was also afraid that the other officials will not submit to him.
因此他就想到一个方法来试探，看到底谁是不服他的。
And he actually came out with this method to test who is loyal to him.
他就把一只鹿要献给这个皇帝。
And he took a deer and wanted to give this to the king.
然后他对皇帝说，
And he said to the king,
他说王啊，今天我把这匹马送给你。
He said, O king, today I'm presenting to you this gift of a horse.
王就笑了，他说丞相，你错了，这明明是鹿，怎么你说是马呢？
And the emperor of course laughed and said that, oh, you are mistaken, prime minister. This is not a horse, but a deer.
那这个赵高就转过来对所有的大臣说，
And 赵高 this man, he turned around and spoke to the other officials.
我说这是一只马。
I say that this is a horse.
你们说我错吗？
Do you say that I'm wrong?
那么大家都吓了一跳。
And everyone was shocked.
他们知道这明明是一只鹿来的。
They knew very clearly that this was a deer.
可是谁敢来指责说丞相你错了？
But who would dare to point out to the prime minister that you are wrong?
因此那些人只好静默无声啊。
And every one of them was silent and speechless.
因为他们怕这个丞相会处罚他们。
Because they were afraid that this prime minister would punish them.
那聪明的做法就是不要出声哦。
So the wise move is not to do anything.
那有一些人要借助这机会趁机讨好这个丞相。
But there are others who wanted to make use of this opportunity to win the favor of the prime minister.
他们竟然说是啊，丞相你说的对，这就是一只马。
And they would say, oh yes, prime minister, this is indeed a horse.
每个人都指着这个鹿说这是一只马。
And they pointed to the deer and said that this is indeed a horse.
但是仍然有一些忠心的大臣。
But there are ministers who are lawyer.
他们说丞相你错了。
He said, Prime Minister, you are wrong.
这是明明是一只鹿，怎么可以硬硬说它是一只马呢？
This is indeed a deer, and why do you insist that it is a horse?
那当然，这一些人就成为丞相所要对付的人了。
And then the Prime Minister knew that these are the people that he has to deal with.
他们也知道。
And they themselves knew this.
他们这样忠心直言，指着丞相的错，他们是要受到惩罚的。
That's by being loyal to the truth, and by pointing out that this is a deer, they will have to face the punishment of the prime minister. But they did not regret. Because they have to answer to the people. And they also have to answer to their position, their office. Most important, they have to answer to their own conscience and as well as the children that come from them later on.
所以圣经这样的劝勉我们,
and the Bible has this encouragement for us.
请看箴言24章,
let's turn to Proverbs chapter 24,
23节到26节,
verse 23 to 26. Proverbs 24, verse 23 to 26. Verse 23. These also are sayings of the wise. To show partiality in judgment is not good. He who says to the wicked, "You are righteous," peoples will curse him, nations will abhor him. But to those who rebuke the wicked will be delight, and a good blessing will come upon them. He kisses the lips who gives a right answer.
以下是智慧人的箴言。
And these are the words of a wise man.
你同意吗?
Do you agree?
你在处理事情的时候, 你看人家的情面, 这是不好的。
When you are dealing with matters and you have to give face to others, it is not good.
你是在处理事情, 你应该对事, 不要对人。
Because you are dealing with a particular matter and you should be objective and not should not favor people.
他明明是一个恶人, 是错了, 你却告诉他说, 哦, 你是个好人, 你做的是对的。
And you know that this man is wicked, yet you say that you are righteous and what you are doing is correct. Then you are not loyal to your office. Then the people will curse you.
可是如果你责备恶人的,
but if you were to rebuke the wicked,
当然恶人很不高兴,
of course the wicked will not be pleased with you.
可是你对得起你的良心, 对得起你的智者,
but your conscience will be clear and you will also be loyal to your own office.
而更重要的, 天上的神在观看, 美好的祝福会临到你的。
And the most important thing that our God in heaven is looking at you and he will also grant you his blessing.
因此我们处事待人, 不可指鹿为马。
And therefore, when we are leading, when we are dealing with a matter or in our dealings with people, we must not lead them astray.
保罗说, 我是要讨人的喜欢, 还是要讨神的喜欢呢?
And Paul often asks himself or asks others whether should he seek the favor of man or should he seek the favor of God.
我如果人人要得人的喜欢, 我就不是耶稣基督忠心的仆人了。
He said that if I were to seek the favor of all men, then I'll no longer be able to be a loyal servant of the Lord.
我们对耶稣忠心吗?
Are we loyal to the Lord?
好, 对圣工人员的, 我就讲到这里, 应该够了。
So I think this is sufficient encouragement for our divine workers.
好, 那对我们教会的所有的信徒来说呢?
But what about to all of us as believers?
我想在信仰上, 我们不要马马虎虎。
I think that in our faith, we should not be so-called horse-horse, tiger-tiger.
马马虎虎的结果是不好的。
It's no good to be a horse-horse, tiger in our faith.
你知道为什么不好吗?
Why do you think it's not good?
你有没有听过马马虎虎的来源是怎样的?
Have you actually heard about how this phrase or this Chinese saying horse horse tiger tiger comes about?
以前有一个画家,他画了一个老虎的头。
And in the past, there was this artist, and he drew the head of a tiger.
那么他的好朋友就来要求他画一匹马。
And then came along his friend, and the friend said that, why don't you draw for me a horse?
他说好啊。
And he said, okay.
那么他就在这个老虎的头啊, 就加上画一个马的身体。
And on top of this head, he started to draw the body of a horse.
然后对朋友说, 好啊, 我已经画好了。
And he told his friend that, oh, I've completed the drawing.
那老朋友一看, 他就有点生气。
And when the friend saw this, he was a little bit angry.
那这到底是老虎呢, 还是马呢?
What are you drawing? Is it a horse or is it a tiger?
他说, 哎呀, 不要紧啦, 马马虎虎吧。
And then he said, oh, it doesn't really matter. Horse, horse, tiger, tiger.
这个朋友就很生气，就走掉了。
And the friend grew, became angry and walked away.
怎么可以这样呢? 马就是马，虎就是虎, 怎么可以马马虎虎呢?
And he was angry because he said a horse is a horse, a tiger and a tiger, and it should not be a horse and a tiger at the same time.
他连画都不要了。
And he did not want the art anymore.
那么这个画家就是把这一幅画吊起来了。
And the artist actually, hang up this painting.
那他的大儿子来看见了。
And the oldest son came and saw the painting.
又像虎又像马，到底是什么？
And he saw this animal with the tiger head and the horse body. He said, what kind of animal is this?
他的爸爸就告诉他。
The father said to him,
哦，这个是马。
And the father said that, oh, this is a horse.
啊，以后，然后他的第二儿子又来了。
Then the second son came.
他也很奇怪。
And he also find the painting strange.
他也问他爸爸，这个到底是什么？
He asked the father, what animal is this?
他的爸爸又随口告诉他，哦，这个是虎。
And then the father told him that, oh, this is a tiger.
那有一天。
And one day,
这个大儿子看到那个老虎。
The eldest son saw a tiger.
但是想起他的爸爸所说的，这个是个马。
And he remembered what the father had said that, oh, this is only but a horse.
所以他就想骑马。
And he wanted to ride horses.
那你当然知道，结果就被这个老虎咬死啊。
And of course, you know the consequence that he will be beaten to death by the tiger.
那么他的第二儿子看到一匹马。
And the second son saw a horse.
那他就想起他爸爸所说的，这是一只虎啊。
And he remembered what the father told him that, oh, this is actually a tiger.
他赶快拿箭把这个马射死了。
And he took the bow and arrow and shot the horse to death.
当他爸爸发现到这样的事情的时候。
And when the father realized these things,
他才后悔啊。
He regretted.
为什么他要这样的马马虎虎呢？
And why should he be so horse, tiger, tiger in his
answer? 马就是马，虎就是虎的，你不能够马马虎虎的。
A horse is a horse, a tiger and a tiger. You cannot mix up the two.
这样会害死人的。
Because this can cause the death of people.
尤其是在信仰上。
Especially in our own faith.
你必须要认真。
We must be serious.
你必须要分清楚。
You must be very clear in your belief.
你不能够马马虎虎的。
We must not be so-called horse, tiger, tiger.
这样会害死人的。
Lest we harm ourselves.
请看希伯来书第二章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 2.
第一节到第三节。
Verse 1 to 3.
希伯来书第二章。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse
1 到第三节。
1 to 3. Verse 1. For this reason, we must pay much closer attention to what we have heard, lest we drift away from it. For if the words spoken through angels prove unalterable, and every transgression and disobedience receive a just recompense, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? After it was at the first spoken through the Lord, it was confirmed to us by those who heard.
当耶稣升天，使徒们都还活着的时候，
After the Lord Jesus ascended to heaven and the apostles were still alive,
你就发觉到有些人对耶稣基督的福音已经不很认真了。
You will realize that there are already believers who are not very serious in the gospel.
有一些人甚至更改了这个福音。
And some have actually altered the gospel.
有一些人甚至离开了这个福音。
And some have left the gospel.
有一些人虽然相信，但是却不认真。
Some have believed, but they are not serious in their belief.
所以作者就告诉他们。
Here the author tells them.
他说我们应该尊重我们所听见的道理。
He said that we must pay close attention to what we have heard.
这是一个很重要、很严肃的事情。
This is a very important and serious matter.
他引证在旧约的时代。
He actually used the testimony of the Old Testament.
当神在西乃山显现的时候。
That when God appeared to the people in Mount Sinai,
用指头亲自写下十条诫命。
And he wrote the Ten Commandments on the tablets of stone.
教导了一切的律法。
And he taught the people regarding the law.
这些都是跟我们的生命有关系的。
And these things pertain to our life.
在那个时候，
At that time,
神显现是让他们害怕的。
God appeared to them as one to create fear in them.
有地震，有雷轰。
Because there were earthquakes and there was thunder and storm.
当时的选民都非常的战惊啊。
And the people became fearful of what they had
seen. 他们甚至说，我们不敢听神的话，叫摩西代表我们来听神的话，然后告诉我们。
And they say that, oh, we dare not face God to listen to him, ask Moses to stand before us.
那是非常严肃的事情。
Because it was something so serious.
可是今天，
But today,
我们对这个十条诫命还这么样的认真吗？
Are we so serious with regards to the keeping of the Ten Commandments?
甚至有时候我们都不知道十条诫命到底是哪十条呢？
And sometimes we ourselves have forgotten what are these Ten Commandments.
有一个学生说，哦，第一条就是不要看电影。
And there is a student who said that the first commandment is not to watch movies.
什么时候第一条诫命变成不要看电影呢？
When did the first commandment become one that is not to watch movie?
他们都不知道了。
They have forgotten.
因为我们没有认真地教导他们。
Because we were not serious in teaching them.
我们对很多事情都那么样的认真。
You find that we are serious in many matters.
但是对信仰，为什么我们却是这么样的轻浮呢？
But with regards to our faith, we actually, we do not pay attention to it.
所以第三节说。
Verse 3,
我们若忽略了这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？
How can we escape if we neglect so great a salvation?
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
我们今天对我们所信的福音还是那么样的认真吗？
Are we very serious with regards to the gospel that we have first believed?
还是我们也已经马马虎虎了？
Or have we actually become horse tiger in this matter?
你的儿女不去上学。
If our children do not go to school,
他们不做功课,
they do not finish their homework,
你会很紧张,
you will be very excited,
你会严格地教导他,
you will be very stringent in your approach towards them.
可是他不聚会,
but if they do not attend services,
他不读圣经,
they do not want to read the Bible,
为什么你却一点都不紧张?
But we find that this does not bother us a bit.
甚至学生这样地说,
even the students will say this,
我爸爸告诉我不用那么热心来上儿童班的,
my father told me that I don't have to be so serious in attending
school.我的 Maths 跟 Science 考得好就好了。
As long as I'm good in my Maths and Science, that is good enough.
那 Bible class 不要紧的。
And it doesn't matter if I attend the Bible camp.
那这样的教导。
And if we teach our children in this manner,
你怎么样希望你的下一代能够敬畏真神呢？
How can we expect the next generation to fear God?
而你知道这个责任在谁的身上吗？
But do you know whose responsibility is this to inculcate on the next generation?
那就是在我们做家长、做哥哥姐姐的身上了。
The responsibility lies upon the parents and the brothers and sisters.
那一些数学跟科学只不过是学业上的问题，最多影响我们的饭碗跟我们的志业而已。
Maths and science are only academic subjects, and they, at best, can only affect our livelihood and our career.
那最多是你不能够享受那一些所谓高级的、美好的生活。
And perhaps what it will do harm to us if we do not get them is that we cannot enjoy a high standard of living.
但是你一样可以活下去的，而且活得开心的。
But you will still be able to live on and live on happily.
但是如果我们在信仰上忽略了。
But if we neglect our faith,
这却是关系到我们的灵魂、我们的生命。
It will actually affect our salvation of our souls,
而不只是我们自己的生命。
And not only our own lives,
还有我们子子孙孙的生命。
But also the lives of our future generation.
你哪里知道你的儿子会生下多少个子孙呢？
We do not know how many of our children will bear how many children.
所以如果这个儿子失败了。
So if this child were to fail in his faith,
你知道他生下的几个子孙也是跟做一样的迷失吗？
Do you know how many of his future children will also be affected by his
failure? 因此要看重每一个生命，每一个儿女。
So we must really esteem the soul and the life of each of our child.
在信仰上不可马马虎虎哦。
That in our faith we must not be haphazard.
我们就忽略这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？
Because truly, how can we escape if we neglect so great a
salvation? 这救恩是主亲自讲的。
This gospel was first spoken by the Lord.
有一天我们要向主耶稣交代的。
One day we have to come before God.
希望我们在信仰上能够认真。
We hope that we can be serious in our faith.
好，那么对主耶稣呢？
And towards the Lord Jesus,
我们不可心猿意马，就是那个心好像那个猴子这样不安定的，好像那个野马一样，思想好像野马一样乱跑的。
Towards our Lord Jesus, our hearts and our mind must not be like these wild horses. They are always running away.
我们对主耶稣要定下心，要下决心，要专心。
And towards our Lord Jesus Christ, we must really focus on Him and be committed in our hearts.
我们对主耶稣是不是这样的忠心，这样的专心？
Do we have this loyalty and commitment towards our Lord Jesus?
如果你爱一个人，
if you really love someone,
你是不是希望他对你是专一的？忠心的呢？
Do you not hope that he will be devoted and loyal to you?
你还是希望他抱着你，可是心里却想着别的女人或者别的男人。
Do you want your loved one to embrace you, but at the same time he is thinking of somebody else?
如果你知道的，你一定是会很痛苦的，对吗？
Because if you were to know this, it will be very painful for you.
我们要求专心跟忠心的。
We demand of our loved ones to give us their devotion.
我们的主也是一样。
And likewise our Lord Jesus.
因为他爱我们也是这样的忠心，这样的专一的。
He loved us with his commitment and his devotion.
如果他把天上的宝座都放弃了。
If he were to leave behind his heavenly throne,
如果他甘愿死在十字架上，
if he is willing to die on the cross,
怎么我们还能够说他不是忠心、不是专一的爱我们呢？
How would we dare to say that he is not committed or he is not devoted towards us?
他为了爱我们、救我们付出的这么大，
For the sake of loving us, he has actually made a great sacrifice.
那我们对他的付出又是什么呢？
But how have we, or how much have we sacrificed for him?
他只是要求我们对他专一。
And he only wants us to be devoted to him.
我告诉你们，
Let me tell you this.
一个人不能够侍奉两个主的。
That a man cannot serve two masters.
看你是侍奉神还是侍奉马门。
We have to decide to serve God or to serve Mammon.
我们心里对主耶稣是不是这样的忠心？
Do we have this loyalty and devotion towards the Lord Jesus?
所以雅各书这样的告诉我们。
In the book of James, we are encouraged in this manner.
雅各书第四章第八节。
Let's turn to James chapter 4 verse 8. James,
雅各书第四章第八节。
James chapter 4 verse 8. Verse 8.Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded.
你要怎样来拜神呢？
How should we worship God?
你有没有洁净你的手？
Have we cleansed our hands?
你有没有洁净你的心？
Have we purified our hearts?
耶稣说，
Jesus said,
清心的人有福了。
The blessed are those who are pure in heart.
他必然看见神。
For they shall see God.
人拜神要用这样的心灵和诚实来拜他。
That a man must worship God in spirit and in truth.
安息圣日跟其他的日子有什么分别呢？
What is the difference between the Sabbath day and the other days of the week?
如果你不相信耶稣，
If we do not believe in Jesus,
如果你不思想耶稣，
If we do not think about Jesus,
安息日真的没有什么分别的，
Then the Sabbath day is no difference from the other days.
你甚至感觉到很麻烦啊。
But in fact, you will also find it very troublesome.
又来听同样的道理，
Because you have to come and listen to sermons again.
又同样的赞美诗，
And to sing the same hymns.
又这样的祷告，
And to pray.
然后等结束， Amen, 散会。
Waiting for the end of the service, Amen, and then you will leave the church.
你没有觉得有什么特别的？
Because you will not find anything special.
可是如果你想到耶稣，
But if you were to think about Jesus,
你相信耶稣的应许，
You believe the promise of Jesus,
你来遵守安息圣日，
You keep the Sabbath,
你知道主与我们同在，
You know that the Lord is with you,
我在敬拜我的神，我的主，
I am worshiping my God, my Lord.
整个安息日的意义就不同了。
Then the significance of the whole Sabbath will be different.
你会带着心灵的安息和满足回去的。
You will bring home your joy and peace from God.
这就是在于你对主耶稣是不是有这样的忠心。
So the issue lies with whether are we devoted to him.
你心中仍然有主吗？
Do you have the Lord as your Lord in your hearts?
如果没有主，
If we do not have the Lord,
那这样的敬拜就变成失去它的意义，真的是变成了一个厌烦了。
Then our worship will be without any significance and it will be troublesome to us.
当你心中不再爱一个人的时候，
When we no longer love someone,
你不再想他的时候，
When we no longer think about the someone,
他打电话来约你，你是不是感觉到他很烦呢？
And the other party calls you and want to meet you, won't you not find it very troublesome?
可是如果你心中是爱他的，
But if you really love the other party,
他不打电话来，你都会紧张打电话去给他。
Even if the person do not call you, you will be excited and you will call him.
我们对我们的主是感觉到厌烦还是感觉到喜欢亲近呢？
Towards our Lord, do we find troublesome or do we find that we really want to draw near to him?
你会不会很向往安息日到了，我要到神的殿去敬拜神，我的主？
And do you ever consider that, oh, this is a Sabbath day, I want to go to church to worship him?
雅各长老说，
James said this,
你们要亲近神，
that draw near to God,
神就必亲近你们。
And God will draw near to you.
有罪的人呢，洁净你们的手。
Cleanse your hands, you sinners.
心怀恶意的人呢，清洁你们的心。
Purify your hearts, you double-minded.
所以我们对主不要心猿意马，要专心，要忠心，要清心。
And towards the Lord, our hearts and our minds must not be like these wild horses, but we must be devoted, totally devoted to him.
好，那因此听到呢？
What about listening to sermon?
听到就不要马耳东风。马耳东风就是把声音当作是耳边风。
And when we listen to sermon, we must not allow the message to coming from one ear and go out the other ear.
不要好像马的耳朵啊。
Oh, sorry, do not be like the ears of the horses.
你看马的耳朵好像高高竖立，好像很认真在听是吗？可是风这边吹就这边吹出去了。
If you look at the ears of the horses, they are pointing upright, but it appears that they are very attentive. But when the wind blows, you will be able to go through from one ear to the other ear.
我们是不是好像很认真听到呢？
So do we appear like we are very attentive in listening?
可是有多少神的道理听进我们的心里面？
But how much have we heard and absorbed in us?
还是听了这边进这边又出去呢？
Or have we actually heard from one ear and it comes up from the other ear?
今天传道讲什么啊？
What did the preacher talk about today?
哎呀，我太迟了，所以我不知道他讲什么。
Oh, I'm late, so I do not know what he has said.
那么中间呢？
What about those What did he say in the center?
中间我睡着了，我也不知道他讲什么。
In the center, I was drowsy, so I could not remember what he said.
那自己先读结论，你应该知道吧？
But at least you will know the conclusion, right?
我也不知道，因为我提早走了。
I did not know because I have left half. I had left early.
如果是这样的聚会，这样的听到。
If we listen to sermons and we attend service in this manner,
那不是比马的耳朵更糟糕吗？
Then our ears are worse than the ears of the horse.
请看《使徒行传》十六章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 16.
使徒行传十六章。
Acts chapter 16.
十四节到十四节。
Verse 14. Acts chapter 16, verse 14. Now a certain woman named Lydia from the city of Thyatira, a seller of purple fabrics, a worshipper of God, was listening, and the Lord opened her heart to respond to the things spoken by Paul.
这里记载这个卖紫色布匹的妇人名叫吕迪亚。
And so there was this woman by the name of Lydia from the city of Thyatira.
她强调说她是一个卖紫色布匹的妇人。
And here it was emphasized that she was a seller of purple fabrics.
紫色在当时是属于高贵的颜色，那通常都属于那一些贵族身份的人才会来买的。
And purple color is a noble color, and only those who are noble will use this color.
那换句话说，他所做的生意就是跟这一些人做生意的。
In short, what she's do, the business that she's the people that she dealt with are actually these noble people.
所以她是有钱的。
So she is indeed one who.
所以她也是忙碌的。
And so she was busy.
所以她也是做大生意的。
And she was involved in the big business.
因为她都是跟那些大富大贵的人交易的。
Because she was making business with those people who are important and who are rich.
但是这样的一个人。
But with regards to this person,
安息日到了。
That on the Sabbath day,
他一样聚会听到。
She actually went to the service to listen to the word of God.
那边没有一个堂皇的会堂。
There was not a glorious building there.
可见信徒不是很多。
So there weren't many believers at that time.
他们是在城门外一个河边有一个祷告的地方。
They only went to a place outside the gates beside a river.
可是他不在乎这一些东西。
But she did not mind all these things.
因为他知道拜神是要用心灵来敬拜神。
Because she knew that to worship God, we must worship in spirit and in truth.
不是在一个堂皇的大会堂的。
It doesn't depend upon how grand is the place.
问题是这个地方有没有神的同在？
The question is whether there is God in this place.
有没有真理？
Whether there is truth.
这个才是重要的。
Then these are the more important things.
他既然这样的有心。
And since she has this heart.
你看这里记载
，Here is recorded very clearly，
他素来是敬拜神的
，That she was a worshipper of God，
他听见了主就开导他的心
，She was listening and the Lord opened her heart，
那叫他留心听保罗所讲的
，That she was able to respond to the things spoken by Paul。
也许你说是啊，传道你讲的对啊
，And you may say， Oh preacher， you are right，
你不要怪我们没有心听哦
，Don't blame us for not being attentive，
因为神没有开我们的心啊
，Because God did not open my heart，
圣灵没有感动我们啊
，The Holy Spirit did not move me，
所以我们听得很烦呢、啊、
，So when we hear， we are not interested，
所以你要多为我们祷告
，So please pray for us，
啊，求神开我们的心
，That the Lord may open our heart，
不要整天说我们睡觉嘛。
But please do not blame us for being sleepy.
是不是这样？
Do we have this reaction?
那为什么主耶稣偏偏开他的心呢？
But why is it that the Lord chose her and opened her heart?
那是因为他有心要听。
That is because she has the heart to listen.
而我们的神是知道人的心的。
And our God knows our hearts.
有心寻求的人，主耶稣不会让他失望的。
That those who has the heart to search.The Lord will not disappoint them.
怎么知道他有心追求？
And how do we know that he has a heart to search?
刚才我已经讲过了。
We have said earlier on.
他是这么忙碌的人。
That though she was very busy.
虽然这个敬拜的地方根本不像一个敬拜的地方。
Though the place of worship was not a grand place, not really a good place of worship.
但是他一样的去敬拜神。
But yet she would go there to worship God.
不是因为听到今天有保罗来讲道。
She did not went there because there was Paul to preach to her.
这里说他素来都是这样敬拜神的。
But it was stated very clearly that this is her custom, her tradition to go there.
这样的人，主耶稣会拣选他的。
And this kind of person would be chosen by the Lord.
主耶稣就开他的心。
And the Lord opened her heart.
他就留心听了。
And she was listening attentively.
你是不是这样的有心来听神的道理呢？
Do you have this heart when you come and listen to God?
最重要，你要有心。
First and foremost is that we must have the heart.
有心的人，他不怕路远的。
That those who have the heart, they are not worried about a long journey.
再远他也会提早去的。
And no matter how long the journey is, they will know how to come out earlier to reach the place on time.
没有心的人, 就算是你用轿子抬他来, 他都不想来。
But those without their hearts, even if you were to bring a sedan chair to bring them to the church, they would not have come.
我们听到是怎样的呢?
So what is our attitude when we listen to the word of God?
好, 那讲祷告呢?
What about prayers?
祷告要加注马力。
Prayers, we must add so-called horsepower.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为我们常常听我们说祷告没有力量吗?
Because we say that there's no strength in our prayers.
既然我们知道没有力量,
since we know that there's no strength in our prayers,
那我们就应该要加注马力, 让它多有力量啊。
And therefore we must add more horsepower so that we can be filled with strength in our prayers.
没有其他的方法的,
there is no other way.
只有借助祷告才能够得到力量的。
Only through prayers can we obtain spiritual strength.
还记得我们教导那个儿童唱那个儿童赞美诗吗?
Do you remember the times when we would teach our children to sing this children hymn?
它很简单的,
it's a very simple hymn.
多祷告就多有力量, 少祷告就少有力量, 因此我要常常多祷告。
The more we pray, the stronger we will be. The less we pray, the weaker we will be. And therefore, I must pray more.
没有力量, 那你就加重马力就是了。
So if we find that we are without strength, let's add horsepower in our prayers.
请看路加福音,
let's turn to Luke
22章,
chapter 22.
我们读43节到46节。
Verse 43 to 46. Luke chapter 22, verse 43 to 46. Now an angel from heaven appeared to him, strengthening him, and being in agony, he was praying very fervently, and his sweat became like drops of blood falling down upon the ground. And when he rose from prayer, he came to his disciples and found them sleeping from sorrow, and he said to them, Why are you sleeping? Rise and pray that you may not enter into temptation.
在哪里你可以清楚看见主耶稣的软弱?
And here we can really see the weakness of the Lord.
那就是在克西马尼园。
And that is in the Garden of Gethsemane.
主耶稣带这个三个门徒到克西马尼园的时候,
And Jesus took the three disciples to the garden.
圣经记载,
The Bible records,
耶稣脸上就带着愁容。
That there was this agony on his face.
而且是忧愁起伏要死的那一种的状况。
And that he was in agony to the point of being, to the point of dying.
耶稣在这个里有一个很大的挣扎。
And there was this great struggle in him.
所以他要这个门徒帮助他一起祷告。
So he wanted the disciples to help him to pray.
但是很可惜,要帮助主耶稣的人,反倒要主耶稣来帮助他们。
But most pitifully, the people that the Lord wanted them to help, these are the people that the Lord has to help. Because they were weaker than him. They were asleep. And Jesus was praying alone.
他知道,
he knew
在软弱当中只有加注马力,
that in his weakness, he really needs power through prayer.
所以他一次、二次、三次的迫切的祷告,
and he prayed fervently once, twice, three times.
祷告到天使显现, 加添他的力量,
and at the end, the angel appeared to him and strengthened him.
在这个时候耶稣 就已经站起来了。
And at that time, Jesus stood up.
你读下去, 那么马, 犹大也带着人来抓耶稣了。
And if you were to read on, you will realize that at that time, Judas brought people to capture Jesus.
可是你看到主耶稣却已经很勇敢地来面对这个十字架的苦悲了。
But we will be able to see that Jesus was already very courageous to face this bitter cup.
他已经得到力量了。
He has already obtained strength.
他心里已经没有挣扎, 没有痛苦和矛盾了。
There is no longer this struggle, no sorrows, and no doubt in him.
我们在信仰上是不是 有这样的感觉呢?
That in our faith, there are times that we feel this manner.
感觉到心很乱, 心很烦,
we feel confused and that we are very disturbed.
那为什么你不祷告呢?
Then why don't we pray?
只有神才了解我们的心, 也只有神才能够安定我们的心。
Only God can understand our hearts and only God can calm our hearts.
所以当我们软弱的时候,
so when we are weak,
唯一的方法就是要借助祷告, 加注马力。
The only way is to find power through prayers.
马力加注了, 你自然能够马不停蹄啊。
And when we have this horsepower in our prayers, then will we have the strength.
所以主耶稣告诉我们要警醒祷告。
And Jesus tells us that we must be alert and pray.
我们是不是没有警醒祷告呢?
Have we been alert and praying?
那问我们自己, 你一天祷告几次?
So we have to ask ourselves, how many times do you pray in a day?
那一次祷告多久?
And each time when you pray, how long do you pray?
我们有像主耶稣一样吗?
Do we have the same prayers like Jesus?
一次、二次、三次的恒切的祷告。
That he prayed once, twice, three times. Three times he prayed fervently.
要警醒祷告。
Let's be alert and pray.
免得入了迷惑。
Lest we enter into temptation.
好, 那读经呢？你想要用哪一句马的成语来形容
？So what about reading the Bible? What poem with the word horse would you like to use?
我想最适当的是快马加鞭。
And I would say that the best is that to move the horse faster, we have to whip the horse.
因为我们读圣经都比较慢了。
Because when we are reading the Bible, we find that we are very slow.
不信吗？你读圣经读到哪里了
？So if not, you ask yourself this question: At what book of the Bible have you read up to?
传道不是读到哪里，是我都还没有开始读啊。
And you may not, I may not even be able to answer this question because I have not even started to read the Bible.
你想读吗
？Do you have the desire to read?
你知道圣经是神的话吗
？Do you believe that the Bible is the Word of God?
你知道的
，You know.
你也想的
，And you have the desire.
但是你读了吗？
But have you read?
你还没有读啊。
You have not started.
你这个马跑得太慢了。
Your this horse is too slow.
甚至不想跑啊。
And you do not have the desire to move on.
那你要马跑，那你只好要加鞭了。
So if you want the horse to really move fast, you have to whip the horse.
所以我们要快马加鞭。
So we have to whip the horse to move it faster.
真的要鞭策自己，让我们自己下功夫来读圣经。
And that we have to whip ourselves, discipline ourselves, so that we can really read the Bible.
不要只是翻，一直停留在创世纪那一边，结果出不了埃及记。
And that we are only reading Genesis, and all the time Genesis, we cannot even come to Exodus.
或者只是停留在罗马，都不能够到哥林多。虽然哥林多离开罗马很近，就是没有办法到哥林多去。
Or that we have stopped at Romans, but we cannot go to Corinth, although physically Corinth was very near.
整天都说，哎，我还在读罗马书。
And every day you'll be saying that I have been reading Romans.
所以我们应该真的要快马加鞭。
So let us whip ourselves so that the horse will move faster.
你知道吗？
Do you not know?
当我们的大先知以利亚软弱的时候
，That when our great prophet, Prophet Elijah, was weak.
他甚至不想再走了。
He did not want to move on.
他说：“主啊，算了吧，我比不上我的列祖。
”He said, "Lord, I'm no better than my ancestor."
我承认我的失败。
I will admit my failure.
就在今天借我的灵魂好了，结束我的工作。
Let's finish my work today and take my soul today.
但是主耶稣没有，但是神没有听他。
But God did not answer to his prayer.
神派天使去把他拍醒了。
And God actually sent angels to awake him.
然后给他吃，给他喝。
And give him something to eat and to drink.
然后对以利亚说。
And he told Elijah,
你当走的路还很远呢。
That the journey you're about to take is still a long one.
还不是回家的时候。
And it's not time for you to go home.
你还要走你的路的。
And you have to continue with your journey.
你还有一些工作没有完成的。
Because you have not completed all your work.
所以你要继续的吃和喝。
So you have to continue to eat and drink.
我们在信仰上也是一样。
And this also applies to our faith.
有时候真的不想再走了。
There are times that we no longer desire to walk.
我们感觉到没有力量，软弱下来了。
We feel that we are weak and we have slowed down.
可是神也是一样告诉我们的。
But likewise, God will tell us,
你要起来。
Let's arise.
你要吃，你要喝。
Let's eat and drink.
主的话就是我们生命的粮。
That the words of God is actually the words of eternal life.
所以我们不读圣经，不领受主耶稣的话。
So if we do not read the Bible and do not receive the words of Jesus,
我们怎么样在心灵里面得到力量、得到刚强、得到安慰呢
？Then how can we receive strength and comfort?In our spiritual lives.
因此我们要下功夫读圣经啊。
So let us put in efforts to read the Bible.
你看我们花了不少的时间去看世界上的杂志啦、小说啦、漫画啦、卡顿呢。
And we have put in so much effort in reading newspaper, magazines, cartoons, and all kinds of reading materials.
那么你花多少时间来读神的话呢
？But how much time have you spent reading the Word of God?
好，那行道呢？
What about the practice of the word of God?
行道要陷崖勒马，就是来到危险的山崖，你要赶快停止，不要再走去了。
And with regards to the practice of the word of God, we must know how to control and stop the horse from moving into a danger ground.
请看耶利米书第八章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 8.
我们读第四节到第六节。
Verse 4 to 6.
耶利米书第八章。第四到第六节
Jeremiah chapter 8 verse 4 to 6 Verse 4 And you shall say to them Thus says the Lord Do men fall and not get up again? Does one turn away and not repent? Why then has this people Jerusalem turned away in continual apostasy? They hold fast to deceit They refuse to return I have listened and heard They have spoken what is not right No man repented of his wickedness Saying What have I done? Everyone turned to his course like a horse charging into battle.
神说，对这个罪恶 以及错误的道路，为什么你要好像马一样一直奔向战场，不肯现在勒马呢？
And God questioned the people that there is already this sinful and wrong way, and yet the people are like riding horses and went straight into the journey.
这是一条犯罪的道路，这是一条死亡的道路，为什么你还要继续奔走这样的道路呢？
This is a journey of sin. It's a journey that will lead to death. But why do we want to continue in this journey?
你应该要停止了。
Let's stop.
不要再继续走这个错误的道路。
Let's not continue in this wrong journey.
你应该要回头。
Let's turn around.
虽然你曾经跌倒，但是你要应该起来。
Though we may have fallen in the past, but we can still get up again.
虽然你背道了，但是为什么你要很久继续的背道不肯回头呢？
And though we have committed apostasy, but why do we want to continue in this state of apostasy?
因此，我们要停止奔向罪恶的道路。
So we must really stop this journey of sin.
不要再追求世界上的那些所谓声色犬马。
And let us not pursue after the evil things of the world.
所谓声色犬马，就是指不要去跑马啦，不要去赌马经啦，不要去做色情的马杀鸡这些东西啦。
And the evil things of the world will refer to gambling, such as placing bets in horse racing, reading things about gambling.Or being so-called an immoral massager.
要不然你终于一天会马失前蹄，那结果就是马仰人翻了。
Otherwise, one day you will lose your footing like a horse, and you will actually meet with a disaster.
对的，到那个时候你后悔也已经来不及了。
Because at that time, if you were to regret, it will also be too late.
所以要懂得及时现来勒马。
So when there is still opportunity given to us, we must know how to hold back our horse.
好，那讲教导儿女呢？
And with regards to teaching our children,
我们应该要做老马仕途。
We must be like the old horse who knows the journey well.
听说齐国的国王领兵去攻打敌国。
And there was this king of the Qi kingdom, and they went to another kingdom to attack the kingdom.
结果打胜仗回来了。
And after the battle, he was victorious and he returned home.
他们春天出去，回来的时候已经是冬天了。
And they went out in springtime, but they returned during winter.
所以那个路途的景色都已经改变了。
And you find that the physical the journey has already changed physically.
那些人跟马都迷失了道路啊。
And the people and the horses actually lost their way.
这个王就很失望啊。
And the king was disappointed.
我们打胜仗回来，结果却是要迷失在这里。
That we are actually victorious, but yet we have to be lost in this journey.
那要怎么办呢？
Then what can we do?
幸好丞相管仲想起家乡老人所说的一句话。
But he remembered that this saying spoken by the people in the village.
老的马是认得路的。
That the older horses, they will recognize the journey.
所以他们就把军中所有的最老的马通通都拿来放他们在前面，让他们带路。
And so they quickly gather all these very old horses of the army and put the horses in front and let these horses take the lead.
真的，这个老马